Welcome to the Fanboy Factor podcast. I am your friendly neighborhood J-Man. With me is our resident comic book historian, Brian Isaacs. Brian, how's it going?
Doing good, sir. Doing good. How are you?
Good, Brian. You know, this is going to throw you a curve. When I said comic book historian, you're writing that piece that I was thinking about. You mentioned it last week, and you're into it now. The history of you collecting comics.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting, man. I don't want to give too much away. I didn't want to put you on the spot. But like I said, when I said you're a comic book historian, you truly are a historian.
It's amazing. Just like as I'm writing that, I'm like, just like so many other memories are coming flooding back that I need to like re-add to the past and stuff.
Yeah, that's cool.
Things taking on a life of its own, I'm telling you.
So how, and then we'll move along because I don't want to ruin this or anything. But I'm just curious. How old were you when you got your first book?
About three.
Were you really?
Yeah.
That's cool. That's really cool.
Still have it, too.
Do you really?
Horrible condition.
I was going to say, what shape is it in?
Oh, God, it's poor, if you want to even call it that. Cover's ripped and stuff, but it was an issue of Batman and Brave and the Bold with him and the Teen Titans.
That's cool.
And I was able to get it signed from Nick Carty before he passed away, and I'll never forget the man's reaction. Everybody's holding him, you know, these mint books, you know, sealed and, you know, graded and stuff like that. Here I am with this ripped piece of garbage.
Yeah.
And he looks at me weird, and then I tell him this story, and he looks at me and he says to me, "I would be honored to sign this for you."
That's awesome.
I'm like, "Thank you, sir."
That's an awesome story.
It's hanging on my wall. It's just, it's the weirdest thing. It's just sentimental. My grandmother gave it to me, and it was the first book that really got me into it. So, you know, it's just the two factors is really very sentimental to me. That I just can't bear to part with it. I mean, I have a better copy to read.
Yeah.
That I eventually bought down the line, but the original, like I said, is just, it's framed, it's ripped, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
That's awesome, man. It got me thinking to my first comic book memories. And there used to be where I live a shop that sold secondhand books.
Right.
Not too far from where I live. And they had a box of comics that were uncovered. Covers were ripped off.
Right.
And this place wasn't far from my house. I mean, we'd pass by just about every day. So, like, every week or so, we would stop and I would pick up. And they were a couple cents. I still have those, and now that I'm talking about it, I'm going to pull them out. No covers or anything. One of them, and this is funny, because we talked about it last week, one of them is, like, the history of Krypton.
Right.
And I said last week how, like, I couldn't stand the Krypton stories, but this one was pretty good because it was narrated by Superman. So, I don't even know, when I pull it out, I'll probably be surprised. I don't know what book it was. I'm guessing it was a Superman book, you know, as opposed to an Action Comics or anything like that.
Right, yeah.
I don't know what the actual book it's from, but I remember the story itself. And I have a lot of those books, those uncovered books that I bought from that store.
If they're uncovered, that means he bought them from somebody else and they were supposed to be returned.
Right. Well, I know that now.
Yeah.
So
just educating the listening audience.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, that was that's pretty funny. Good times.
Yeah.
But on to more important matters. I can segue this right into this next topic. The next memory is of getting Rolling Stone magazine and seeing Dark Knight on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine. Maybe it wasn't on the cover. Maybe it was on the inside cover. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? You're talking, must have been 85.
It was about 85. I first saw it in one of the few magazines dedicated to comics back then. It was called Comic Scenes.
Oh, okay.
So I remember reading, they did an interview with Miller, and I saw, like, the sketches, and at the time, Robin had a mask, not the glasses.
Okay.
It was still, and they made a big deal about it, just like, yeah, wait until you get to meet her.
Yeah.
And, you know, at the time, it was just like, a female Robin?
Yeah. Yeah,
It was just
and
like.
back then Frank Miller was Frank Miller. Like he, not that he was a badass, but he was.
Well, he was just right coming right off Daredevil.
Yeah.
And from the slim lines of Daredevil, he created this blocky, hulking Batman. So it was like completely different. We got so used to seeing the not really muscle bound, but like regular toned and
Yeah.
stuff, I would say. Jim Abrahams' art was still prevalent. So he was like one of the main artists for Batman back then. So this was like completely different from anything we've ever seen. And then the description of it was just like Batman in his 50s. What
Yeah.
the? And it's just it was mind blowing. It was groundbreaking. And it had repercussions throughout the entire
It
DC
sure
universe.
did. Which kind of brings us to our topic of right now. We
Yes.
finally got a plot point to Dark Knight 3, Master Race.
Question is, does anybody
Does anybody know? Finish it. Does anybody care?
care?
So, from what is being, I don't know if it's rumored. I think it was actually it, this is actually the plot point or the plot synopsis is that somebody steals the city of Kandor or releases the citizens of the city of Kandor and they're the Kryptonians, so they're all a bunch of
Well,
super.
in Dark Knight Strikes Back, it was Brainiac. That's how Lex Luthor and Brainiac were controlling Superman, because he
Yeah.
was working for
Dude,
them.
it's been so long since I read it. I don't even remember what it's about.
How can I tell you? This is the only thing I have a delicate memory from those
Yeah.
comics. So they're holding Candace, and Batman, uses trickery and stuff like that to free the Kryptonians. So they're flying out, and I'll still never forget because it was the Atom who
Okay.
released them, and he's just the wave of many Kryptonians flying, and one and yet still the Atom is still smaller than all of them, and one of them says to, a female one says to you, "I want you inside me," and the Atom's like, "What?" He goes, "I want to make sure you're protected, so shrink inside my eye." And he's like, "Oh, okay, I gotcha, gotcha." But Miller did that on purpose because I'll never forget it, I'll never forget that line. "I want you inside me." I was just like,
That's
"Say
Frank
what
Miller
now?"
for you.
And the Kryptonians go to join the battle against Brainiac, and whatever else mess happens, but either way, so now the Kryptonians are free, and it sounds like this is taking place, I don't know, outside.
Yeah.
It says in the story Batman frees 1 million people from the Bottle City, but he did that in Dark Knight Strikes Back, so I don't understand.
I don't know. And honestly, like you said, I'm not even sure that I care.
No, but I mean this description just, here's his descriptions. It's like, while Batman is the major protagonist, in Dark Knight 3, Superman will play a greater role. The plot revolves around the release of the citizens trapped in the Bottle City of Kandor, the capital of Krypton, the birthplace of Superman. In the story, Batman frees 1 million people from the Bottle City. Superman and the other heroes must join together and fight them to prevent the conquest of Earth. The Master Race, it refers to the Kryptonians of Kandor. So does that mean Batman is their
I
Fuhrer?
don't know. Why would Batman free them? But you got to read the next two lines. Miller sees his role as a writer to make people react. He wants angry reactions and furious critics. This is what makes him happy and lets him feel he's achieved something. So,
I say we all piss him off and don't buy a book and don't talk about it. Let the man die because he does not look good. Let the man die
yeah,
unhappy. I'm not buying it. I really don't care.
I was still gonna get it. At least get the first issue to see what is going on here. And I don't want to say I don't care about Kandor, but I really don't care. Like, this just is not. This is this
Kandor's
is
been like
this
one.
for whatever. Unless there's more of a synopsis that's going to follow this, I have no interest in this.
It's one of the sites released the Kubert art,
Oh
and I
yeah, I wanted
haven't
to bring that up too.
I'm underwhelmed.
It doesn't look like Dark Knight.
No, it looks like his standard bat.
Yeah,
arc.
It does. It looks like, and the other part about Miller's work is the color of it. The color in Kubert's art in this is very comic bookish. It's color.
Yeah.
It looks like a comic book, which I don't have a problem with. But as it relates to Miller's work, especially in Dark Knight and Dark Knight Return or Strikes Back, the art is different. I mean, the coloring is different. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the color was a little outrageous in Strikes Back, but in the original Dark Knight, he really kept a noir feel to the entire book. It just, there was a lot of heavy on shades of gray and things like that. The use of the darkness, shadows, blues and blacks. It was just, it was a very, you know, it looked like, it just like, you know, looked like one of these gangster films out of the 50s. Very depressing.
And none of that is within this, I don't know if this represents three pages or not. It looks like it. Is not reflected in any of this.
No, I mean, I'm not, like I said, I've never been a fan of Kubert's art. He ain't his old man. Every time he draws somebody, it's just like, I've seen him, he started with the X-Men, and everybody's always hunched over. Like, nobody can stand up the fuck straight.
I don't have a problem with either one of them so much, but I just don't think this is, I don't know. And it bothers me that I don't care.
And this even, you know, it's like, this is just starts me thinking, it's just like this entire thing with Kandor already. It's just like, I'm thinking about it. It started in the Silver Age, and it's just like, with all this technology, these people are still insistent on being shrunk.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point. You know, it sort of goes back to what you said last week. Your suspension of disbelief, but I kind of agree with you here. Like, they, especially in the comic book technology realm, they couldn't find a way to, you know, enlarging these people on another planet. Blah blah blah.
Well, Johns eventually did it when he was writing Superman. And then he had that 100-minute war. It was just like where Superman was just like. The New Krypton was like a planet that was like on the opposite spectrum, orbit of Earth. So it was just like, I didn't fully understand the story, but it pretty much blew up again. And most of the Kryptonians died, and it was,
I don't know. Okay. Does Kandor even register in whatever universe we're in, like the New 52? Like, have we seen Kandor within the last couple of years?
I don't know.
I'm more talking rhetorically. I don't think that we have. I don't know. I just, again, I don't think I care. I know I don't care. And like I said, that bothers me because Dark Knight Returns, again, I don't know how many times I can say it's such a great book.
But Strikes Back, it's like, this is the sequel nobody wanted in the first fucking place.
To a sequel nobody really wanted either in the first place.
It's just like... Like, people wanted Strike Back, but then they read it and they were like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, we all wanted to see more of Batman Angry and, you know, the older Bangry Batman, but what we got was so messed up, it was just like...
Yeah, shibberish. And maybe in a closer time frame to the original story, you know, maybe 5 years later he writes the sequel to it, not 100 years later.
I think the other thing is just, like, also at the time Strikes Back came out, late comics weren't really the norm. So, you know, the fact that, we ended up getting this book late pissed off a lot of people, including myself, of course. It really irritated a lot of people. But it just sucked as a story, period. I got no interest.
I don't even think I'm... I say it now. When I'm in the store, I may end up picking it up. But my intention is to not really care enough to buy it. But, you know, let's switch gears a bit. Switch gears a lot. I want you to fill me in on something. What's going on with Iron Fist over at Netflix?
I have no idea. We talked about what's going on with Iron Fist, a couple months
ago. Well, we don't know for sure, but we've speculated. We wonder what the hell's going on.
Well, there've been, you know, well, there was rumors about the fact that they've been having problems with the translation of this for some odd reason.
Right.
And you and I, you know, two non-script, you know, non-screenwriters, non-movie TV producers, non-nothing, came up with a simple plot that would work, but hey, what do we know?
So, is this show going to happen? Is it not happening?
Well, now the rumor is it's going to be, since they're introducing the Punisher in this next Daredevil 2.
Yeah.
He's going to be replacing Iron Fist as one of the four defenders.
Punisher is. Really?
Yeah.
And what's to become of Iron Fist?
They're talking about a exclusive online feature film.
On Netflix?
On Netflix, which could mean anything because some of those feature films just are...
You know, it's interesting you say that because I didn't realize this, but I was going to say Andy Samberg. Adam Sandler has a like 4-picture deal with Netflix.
Right.
And it's funny because their shows seem to be way better than their movies.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just curious, why is it Iron Fist doesn't have enough? Do they feel Iron Fist doesn't have enough character development to support 13 hours?
I think that's bullshit.
No, oh, I'm not saying that that's the case. And you're probably, no, it is bullshit. As opposed to, you know, putting out a 2-hour movie. And here's the other thing, before you even answer that, you know, like you said, we talked about the whole mysticism part and how they don't know how to handle it. And Jessica Jones, while not mysticism, is dealing with superpowers.
Yeah.
And I did finally watch a trailer, and like I said to you, like, kind of didn't want to watch it. The trailer is really, really good looking. She shows some superpowers in it. So if they can handle the superpowers that way, there's absolutely no reason they can't, quote unquote, handle this mysticism.
Well, the other thing is like with Jessica Jones, she's supposedly a failed heroine.
Yes.
So where in the Marvel timeline does she show the fuck up in costume?
Yeah, that's a good point.
How does she gain her powers? Where does she show up?
Well, I guess we're going to find that out.
Well, I understand that, but just... like we said 100 times, just copy, you know, the David Carradine Kung Fu, but make it for fucking modern time.
Yeah, agreed.
I don't think two and a half hours is not enough for Iron Fist. 13 hours, I think that gives you plenty of time to give enough background to the character.
Well, listen, if they're going to do it with Jessica Jones, then they definitely can do it with Iron Fist. I mean, they're using... what's his face? To fill in gaps or anything.
Luke.
Yes, thank you. They're using Luke. He looks like he's going to have a pretty big part.
Which he does in the comic books too. Right. I mean, so they end up, you know, hooking up and stuff.
They could. What I'm trying to say is they made a show surrounding Jessica Jones with a supporting cast. They can do the same thing with Iron Fist.
I don't understand what the problem is. I really don't understand. It's just like. And Iron Fist has been around a lot fucking longer than Jessica Jones.
Yeah, I don't know. This is one of these times where I wish, you know, we had a little bit more insider information.
I know. I'm reaching out and I'm getting nothing.
Oh, so I know. Just, you know, even...
It's frustrating because it's like... Ever since... It's like the rumors of something with Iron Fist has started, you know, ever since we saw, you know, The Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
Because it was supposed to be Ray Park playing Danny, you know, because, you know, Ray Park had the moves and stuff.
Yes.
You know, I don't understand what the problem is. I really don't get it.
I don't know.
I don't think it's that. I think they're overcomplicating it.
I would have to agree with you on that.
And I don't know. I think we've all been exposed to enough black belt theater to accept the mysticism.
Absolutely. I mean, look, one of the biggest icons is Bruce Lee, and he's still around. So... I don't
know. You know, all these fucking, you know, Jackie Chan, right. You know, Jet Li, they've all done movies with mysticism in it. It's just like, so what the fuck is the problem here?
I don't know. It is kind of weird.
No. I just had I also just came down from having, not an argument, but with a heavy, heated discussion about, you know, Black Widow again and her not having a movie.
Oh, who would you mix it up with this time?
No, I didn't mix it up. It was just like my brother's in town. We got together and we're talking about the superhero films, and then we both like don't understand why the fuck Black Widow doesn't have a film.
Yeah.
Again, another thing is just like, duh.
But I think we know the reason behind that. I think it's that what the hell's his name? I'm terrible with names. The Mole Letter or Isaac
Perlmutter.
Yeah, Perlmutter. I think he's. We really don't know for sure, but.
It's not with Iron Fist or with Black
Widow? No, with Black Widow.
No, like Perlmutter has nothing to do with that anymore.
Right, but I mean, up until this point, he did have something to do with.
But it's not like Feig said. It's not like Feig turned around and said, "Okay, we're going to do it now."
That is a good point. That is a really good point. I don't have an answer for that, but you can.
Oh, I do.
Up until now.
Disney has no faith in female heroines unless they're a fucking Disney princess.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that, man.
Sorry, I think I understand taking a chance on a property, but when you have something that's already hit a home run,
yep.
You go with it. And Black Widow has proven herself in 4 films now. I think she can hold an espionage film with, you know, very little special effects, just, you know, guns and shit like
that. And just like Jessica Jones, just to have a supporting cast around her.
Yeah.
I mean, look, they did it with Cap. They had a supporting cast. She was a member of his supporting cast.
Yep.
You know who they have? You bring in Hawkeye as a supporting cast member. Whatever. Speaking of Disney, this is a little off topic. Did you see all the articles that have been floating around about Slave Leia being pushed to the background?
No.
Yeah, there's been a lot of articles. When we get up done here, check them out. I think it was J. Scott Campbell tweeted that Disney's putting the kibosh on any new Slave Leia merchandise. They are kind of rolling that back. They're pulling it back in. You probably won't be seeing any more Slave Leia merch.
I thought I heard in an interview with, oh my God, what was the actress? Carrie Fisher said that the suit's been officially retired.
Yes. So, that's interesting. I don't really care. I mean, I think it's funny. Oh, and then in the article I read, I believe it was on Comic Book Resources, they made mention of that fucking parent who went into Target and who has 2 girls and saw the Slave Leia action figure. I mean...
Yes, correction. The Slave Leia figure that's been sitting, hanging on the peg, collecting dust for 3 fucking years. Yeah,
absolutely. I saw it. I'm like, do you have to give this guy any more space?
I think that's why I just don't care. First off, the Slave Leia thing never did it for me. I was just like, eh.
Yeah, exactly. It's all right. Whatever. I just thought it was funny that they're walking that back down.
I just, like I said, I don't care either way. It did nothing for me. You know, they tried out an action 6-inch action figure. It bombed.
Yes, that did.
You know, it's just, what else? If feminist groups are going to protest this, I don't understand why. It's just like from a marketing standpoint, it doesn't make any sense.
And the thing is, they can walk it back all they want. You're not going to stop cosplayers from dressing up like that.
No,
absolutely not. And. No. It's not like they are selling Slave Leia outfits. These people are making it on their own.
Yeah.
It's always going to be part of, you know, the culture of Star Wars.
Yeah.
So that'll be in one of these special editions. She won't be Slave Leia anymore. She'll have clothes on. And they'll call her something else. Not that they ever called her Slave Leia.
Slave Leia, yeah.
What else did you see this week? Anything good on your internet travels?
In my internet travels.
That's what I call it. In your internet trolling.
Trolling off. Don't say trolling. Oh, it looks like this Deadpool film is really going to be fucking awesome. The writers, Rhett Reese and Paul Wernick, went on a magazine and said that in the film... Deadpool will break the fourth wall.
You know, I just assumed he was going to do that.
Yeah, I know, but it's just like with Hollywood, you never know. So until you actually hear it from somebody's mouth, it's just like, okay, this is awesome now. And, you know, it's not the he, obviously it's not the first movie to do that. I mean, Christ, I was just watching something because nothing else was on. This movie with Christian Slater, Cuffs, he breaks the
Yeah,
fourth
I don't know if I
wall.
ever saw it. Yeah,
Ferris
of
Bueller broke
course.
the fourth
Right.
wall. Breaking the fourth
Yeah.
wall is awesome. It's a concept that hasn't been done in a little while. Because we're so used to now, it's just like if they do it, it's more of a
Yeah.
documentary style type of shit. And they're not breaking the fourth wall,
They're
they're
just
actually
talking to you,
talking to
right?
us. Yeah. So I'm looking
I
forward to this.
saw. I took my kids, or I took my son to see the Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse.
How
Oh,
was
it
it?
was very funny. It was stupid. One of those stupid funny
Right.
movies.
No, I didn't expect it to
But
be
they
serious.
had the trailer, the long trailer of Deadpool in front of it. And what I was really surprised was they were dropping motherfucker. Like none of the curses were bleeped out, or they just it was the whole Red Band trailer. It was awesome.
Awesome.
I cannot wait to see this movie.
You didn't happen to catch Ash versus Evil Dead, speaking of
No, I
zombies, did
did
you?
not. Did you? And what did you
Yeah.
think of it?
Ash is back. That's all I really gotta say.
Where I was a little concerned, where does it take place?
That's what I can't figure out. It's just like he mentions. It seems like it takes place after Evil Dead 2, because he mentions about going to the cabin with his friends, reading the Necronomicon, all this shit
Okay.
happens. But he didn't mention anything about going back in time and shit
So
like
it
that.
doesn't take place, it takes place between 2 and 3, you think?
No, it definitely takes place. He says it's been 30
Okay.
years. I don't know if the show is just not acknowledging it, Army of the Darkness, or
Okay.
what yet, but so far the first episode
It was
really,
good, all right.
it was classic
Yeah.
Lenny. Classic
And how was
Campbell.
he?
He was,
Well, you just said
he
classic
just,
Campbell.
yeah, he just pretty much, it was like an old pair of shoes you haven't worn in a long
Yeah.
time, and you just kind of ease into them and just feel so nice. Ash is back, baby. Highly
Right,
recommend it.
I'll put that another show on my list. Not that I didn't want to say it, but God damn.
Know. Tell me about it. It's funny because in terms of primetime shows, I could give a crap less.
Yeah, I'm going to be juggling a lot of shows, man. I thought I was juggling shows last year, but now I really between, Supergirl or Flash and Arrow. I did watch Supergirl yesterday. I liked it. I think I saw
Yeah.
most of it.
It didn't do well in the
Yeah, but I
ratings,
think
though.
that
Kind of
was kind
dropped
of
a little.
expected, wasn't it? I mean,
Usually that happens.
Yeah, I mean, what I do like about it is that whole. Did you see any of it?
I saw
Oh,
the
you did.
entire
What did you
episode.
think of it?
I liked it. I'm also very happy they aren't dancing away from using Superman's name, but they are using it sparingly, but it
Yeah,
works.
I was really
Like,
surprised when she said it. Like, I'm like, whoa, did she just say Superman?
In the first episode, it just didn't
Yeah.
work for me. But in the second episode, the way they used it and the other nicknames, it's just like,
Yeah.
okay, it is the dialogue has found it.
And they dropped Clark Kent and Lois Lane too, which was cool.
Yeah. I still can't get into Cat Grant. I don't know if it's just I just don't like that skinny ass bitch who can't smile because she's had so much plastic surgery.
Did she end up doing the interview?
That's where I left
Okay.
off. That's how they
Okay.
ended it.
What I liked about it is how she's fucking up and,
Yeah.
she realizes that, she's gonna do small stuff, and I mean, look, there is stuff that is really annoying about the show. That whole government agency, Hank Henshaw. Ugh, God, she's fighting her sister and the kryptonite. If she's gonna fight your sister, take your cape off. You know what I mean? Like, I
Well, it's just like, okay, so the kryptonite has made you lose powers, but you're not feeling any of the radiation from anything
Yes.
else. That was a little confusing. I'm like, it's always been the kryptonite, you get
Yes.
sick. It's like
And they gave
radiation
her the
poisoning.
right amount to, 15% or 18%, so she can.
Not to
Yeah,
do
I
it.
don't. Look, whatever. It's one of those things,
Right?
again, it's not for us.
I don't know. I think I would have accepted, like, if this, they called it a red sunroom.
Yeah, probably.
Red sun. I know it's me being the comic, you know, nerd and curious and stuff. I really like the supporting character, but I have now deemed Supergirl, Arrow, and Flash the Burnelli universe, where there are no secret identities, and everybody knows who the fuck you are.
Yeah.
What the fuck is with Burnelli and no secret identities?
Listen, for her, she needs it, because she is so green. And here's the other thing I didn't like about that fight.
You're gonna tell me that one person in that department isn't going to slip, get really drunk, and go, well, hey, who knows?
Her friend and Jim and James.
No, everyone. You know, her
Outside, and everybody in the government agency.
Yeah, everyone in the government agency knows who she is, which means they're filing reports, which means everyone in the government, you're going to tell me not one person's going to end up getting wasted and slipped.
Yeah, forget getting wasted and make some money off of it. You know,
yeah.
I know who Supergirl is, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to go to Cat Grant.
Yeah. Of course, Cat Grant, you know, going to be oblivious to it. I don't know, man. Yeah, I mean, it's a fun show. It's a lot different from, you know, Arrow and Flash.
It is, isn't it? You know,
it's definitely something in the light.
It looks to me, it looks more like a comic book than the other two shows.
It's funny because at 10 o'clock, Burnelli has another show on called Blind Spot. And the production value is 10 times better on that one. I'm like, than any of those three shows.
Who's in Blind Spot?
She played Lady.
Oh, that's her? With the tattoo girl? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that good? Did you watch that? Yeah.
I like it. But they have a higher production value than the other two shows. I don't understand. Must we have our comic shit just always look campy, no matter who does it?
Yeah, I don't know. The effects were a little, you know, I'm watching them like, that's a little cheesy. But then I think they get reminded, like, it's just a show. Come on. You know, suspend the disbelief a little bit.
I know.
What are your feelings? Are you a Star Trek fan?
No.
Yeah, I like Star Trek, not as much as, you know, all the other stuff, but I like it. I'm glad to see, well, supposedly coming back to TV. CBS announced that 2017 is going to return to Star Trek on TV, where I think it totally belongs. It belongs. It's a character-driven show. It's an ensemble cast.
Actually, it's not.
Right. Well, that's what I was going to say. Well, wait, I thought I read the premiere episode was going to be on TV. It was going to be on CBS, and then the rest of it was going to be on this All Access thing.
Yeah, it's going to be on
All Access. What the fuck is All Access? Is that like an internet thing?
Everybody's going to be moving towards this. This is the future. Cable's going to go away, and everybody's just going to be watching from their TV and paying a fee.
Oh, yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, on one hand, you get to pick what channel. I mean, think about your cable box. How many channels do you have that you actually don't want? And channels, you know, you can't get exactly what you want on your cable lineup. I mean, I know for me, first off, I'd get rid of all the Spanish shows.
Yeah, that's true.
And I personally get rid of all the sports because I'm not a sports person. And I need to add some, like, more children's stuff. But that's, you know,
$5.99 a month.
It's
that's
excessive.
What I was thinking.
And it doesn't say if this is going to be new. I haven't seen. It just says. It doesn't say if it's going to be old characters or new characters.
No, it says it's all new characters, all new civilizations. I think this is going to be a totally different track. They did say that it's not based on the movies. So.
And that's the only Star Trek I like. Is J.J. Abrams' Star Trek.
Yeah, I have a feeling it's just going to be like...
I know so many Trekkies who got a friggin' hard-on with this news.
Until they read the all-access part.
Yeah, that's when they're like, all right, we're getting our old Trek back.
No, I don't think so. But still, it is... here it is. The brand new Star Trek will introduce new characters seeking imaginative new worlds, new civilizations...
But it doesn't say if it's going to be tied to the old series.
I don't know. I don't really have... I don't know for sure, but I have a feeling that it's not.
I don't think it's going to be... Because it's just like, you know, you have the first... You know, obviously the... you got the first one, then you have...
I would rather them tie it to, you know, Star Trek and Next Generation. Keep it in that universe. And have the movies separate. I'm a big fan of the multiverse. No reason why they can't do it. The J.J. Abrams movies, and then have...
Well, the J.J. Abrams, the first one did establish a multiverse.
But just because they established it doesn't mean they're going to follow it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, this is the perfect opportunity for them to keep in line with, like I said, whatever they want to see, the next generation of the next generation.
But that's why I'm curious, like, where is this, going to fit in with the, you know, is this going to fit in with the original series and Next Generation and all those TV shows that were all part of the same universe?
Yeah, I don't...
So is this new one going to be also part of the same universe? If so, when does it take place? Does it take place at the same time as Kirk and it's just another starship? Or does it take place sometime after Kirk, in between Next Generation, because there was a time in between? It's a lot of, you know, a lot of
questions. Over the years, it seems like everybody that has been involved in Star Trek has a plot idea of their own of where they would like to see the show going. Like, Riker has, Jonathan Frakes has an idea for a show. The guy who played Worf, I can't think of his name, as usual, has an idea for... They all have, and even Shatner, they all have different ideas for another show. And I'm curious if any of those ideas got picked, you know. I'm glad it's back on TV. I don't know about this whole Access thing. You know what I mean, that it's a serialized show as opposed to being in the movies. Keep them both. There's no reason why they can't do both.
No, I fully agree with you there. I mean, it's just, I don't have a problem. I'm just kind of curious, this, like I said, you know, which path is this going to take? The familiar one A or J.J. Abrams' path B? I mean, I'm just kind of curious. And then, like I said, what time is it going to take place in? Are we going to go further into the future? Are we going to go back a little? Yeah, I'm just kind of curious.
I always liked, you know, the original show I liked, not to any, like, Trekkie extent. And I really like Next Generation. The other offshoots never got into. Like, Deep Space Nine, didn't care about. Enterprise, didn't care about. Voyager, didn't care about. I want to see somebody on the Enterprise, another version of the Enterprise, you know, with new characters. And that I would be down for.
Yeah, well, Enterprise always, you know... You do something from the beginning, and then you always have the problem of, like, how do we introduce all this familiar
Gotham.
Myths into it? Just
you have Gotham.
Well, it's different from Gotham. Gotham's following its own path.
Well, it is, but it isn't, because you're shoehorning, you know, everything that's already happened. Right? You have to figure out, when did this person meet, when did that person meet? I would rather not. Origin stories be damned, man. Let's just go forward. Move forward, I say.
Well, now we're getting to Hugo Strange.
Yeah, they made a bunch of announcements. Dr. Freeze, right?
Dr. Freeze,
and Hugo
yes.
Strange.
Dr. and Nora Freeze.
Oh, my God, dude. Why don't they just trot everybody out?
Oh, my God.
Is there anybody left?
Oh, the Drakes, the Todds, and Roz.
Oh, God.
That's it.
What about... It's Clayface. They didn't do Clayface yet.
Oh, I'm sure we'll be introduced to it somehow.
Yeah, and the lizard. Yes, Croc. Killer Croc, right.
Yeah.
Have you seen any of the episodes lately?
No, I've been avoiding it. Like, I'm done, man. I can't get into it.
I like the arc that they're on now, but when they announce this shit about, it's like, come on, man. I'm still watching. I didn't see this week's. I'm still watching. I still like it. Whatever. Every time I see them introducing another Batman character, I'm like, God damn, I cringe. I cringe and I think of you, and I'm like, he's so right, man. How much more? Look, you know what? Maybe on the positive side, they introduce everybody, so there's no one left to introduce, and they can just go about get down to business of telling a fucking story.
I'm telling you, One of these seasons, we're going to see Clark Kent on it.
Is it going
I'm
to be
telling
old, or is it going to be the age of Bruce?
It'll probably be the age of Bruce.
Man. Speaking of Batman, what do you think of the all the rumors about the solo Batman film starring Ben Affleck?
Well, first off, again, I really could care less, you know, about Affleck playing. I still have more of an issue with the age. But now the rumor is it's the villain's going to be the Red Hood.
Yeah, like, are we talking Jason Todd Red Hood?
The Red Hood, and was set up. They're saying everything was set up because, you know, you saw the Suicide
yeah.
trailer. Because Batman v Superman.
Oh,
trailer.
Because of the costume and the tube.
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't know.
According to the sources, it's just Grayson is Nightwing, but he's not going to be referenced or seen.
Okay.
But he's expected to show up in the solo film, assisting in battle against the Red Hood. And
oh, wait, hold on a second. So, Nightwing isn't going to be seen in Batman vs. Superman. Okay, but
no.
In these solo movies that are in development, he will be in them.
Okay. He will be in them, yeah.
You know, I agree with you about him being way too old for these movies. Like, in this Batman vs. Superman, I kind of get it, but carrying him forward, he's going to be in his 40s fighting these guys? Isn't he a little too old? I don't know. If it's true, and I believe that it is, he signed a 3-picture deal. It seems like it's true. I mean, he's going to be in his 40s fighting these guys.
I don't know. I'm just hearing more and more about the Suicide Squad, about, Smith is definitely not going to be wearing the mask.
No.
It's like, then, what is the fucking
Did you
point
see the
then?
Cover of Empire with him on it?
No.
See, I should have sent this shit to you. It's him with just the thing over his eye.
I can deal with that.
But you know he's not going to wear that either.
No.
Oh, my God. It's funny.
God.
What else have you seen? Interest?
Some casting rumors.
Yeah, which ones? Besides Freeze and...
Yeah, this one's for Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Which I'm very much looking forward
An
to.
Actress named Pom Clementative?
Yeah, I think you got it there.
She's been announced that she's going to be playing a female role.
So she has signed on.
She's definitely in the film. But
okay.
Things are leaning towards her playing the character of Mantis. Now, in the comic books, Mantis is half Vietnamese, half German, daughter of a criminal. She gets taken in by these priests who are actually the Kree. They're Kree priests, but there's two breeds of Kree. You have the blue skin, which is the minority. And then you have
okay.
what they call the pink skin, which is flesh color like us.
Okay.
And so they take her in and make her a martial arts expert.
Interesting.
Yeah, and she has psychic abilities because she's supposed to be the celestial Madonna.
Okay.
And I mean, she was in the comics, an Avenger. She took down Thor.
So she's not. She's a good guy,
yeah. At least in the comics.
Okay.
Since we already introduced the Kree, it kind of makes sense. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, when she became the Celestial Madonna, the way she did that, she had to mate with a tree-like alien, known as a Kotai.
Okay. Okay.
So, that would mean... So she can talk to plants and stuff, so... it's going to be interesting to see how, if it is her, how she's going to interact with Groot and stuff, so, I don't know.
So it sounds like it's going to be the perfect character for this movie.
Yeah.
I guess they're going to start filming this soon, because it's supposed to be coming out
2017, May 5th.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That was a good movie.
Yeah, it's, the only thing that's, I don't know, they really haven't said anything else about it.
Yeah. Well, that and his dad's a big secret.
Yeah.
Star-Lord's dad.
Which, if you read the comics, you know what it is.
You know they're probably not going to go in that direction.
Who knows?
And I also, speaking of all these movies, there's supposed to be a trailer for X-Men Apocalypse coming out soon.
They keep saying that, but they never say when.
No, they didn't. And I also, I want to talk a little bit more about Apocalypse. But they also, trailer for Cap was rumored, like we talked about last week, going to be in front of Star Wars. What else did I read?
Well, Singer yesterday posted on Instagram, and you see a picture of him with a guy in an editing bay, and he says, trailer coming soon.
Now, did you see that they're doing reshoots with Wolverine?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I always thought he was a part of this, but whatever.
Yeah, I did too. I guess maybe not. Well, now he's going to be.
It sounds like Quicksilver's going to get a larger role too.
Are they expanding it because of these reshoots, or is it just the course of the movie?
I think this one sounds like it was the course of the movie. He's the actor, Evans Peter, pretty much stole the fucking show.
Yeah.
Is also in, the new season of American Horror Story. So he's on a press junket for that, and he said, the story is that my character is searching for his father and wants to find him. It starts there, and he jumps on the X-Men train and gets sucked up in this whole Apocalypse madness. He tries to stop him from destroying the world.
But that's his story arc in the
movie.
Yeah, okay. What do you think about this movie, so from what we've seen?
I don't know what to make of it yet.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I'm really not sure.
They released that one pic of Isaac... Oh, God, what is this last name?
We're so terrible, dude.
Seeing how we still...
We should just have the names of everybody in front of us.
But the dude playing Apocalypse, at least that one official pick, and of course everyone like compared him to the villain from the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Yeah.
And then an unreleased, a unofficial pick got released that where he really looks like the right Apocalypse. So I'm kind of curious as to what the fuck's going on.
Speaking of the Power Rangers, you see that they casted the Power Rangers movie?
Yeah, this is being
not
caring.
I just thought I'd bring it up.
So what, it's going to be 20 minutes of actually shooting something and then they'll rip off the Japanese again?
I have no idea, man. They should definitely do the movie of that trailer or whatever the fuck that was from a couple years ago that featured Dawson from Dawson's Creek.
Katie Sokoloff.
That would be a great Power Rangers movie.
Dark.
I have a feeling that whatever, I am no Power Rangers, man. That was way after my time. I mean, I watched it because of my kids, and it was entertaining enough, you know, while you're watching your three-year-old.
Oh, shit.
You know, watching shows.
While we're speaking of X-Men, did you catch Beyonce's costume this year?
Oh, Beyonce.
She dressed as Storm, and fuck, man, I'm just like, hire her.
No way! Did she like fucking the costume of Coming to America? I did see Heidi Klum as Jessica Rabbit. Oh, I did? Wow, she does look like her.
She even did the eye things. She went all out for it.
That's kind of cool.
I'm just like, cast her now. Cast her now.
That is really cool. She looks better than Halle
Berry. Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm just like, cast her. And now I'm hearing that Nicole Kidman is rumored to be in talks to play somebody in the Wonder Woman film.
But she wasn't associated with any character, right?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder about that one.
Yeah, it's...
Well, who's she going to play? Her mom?
Yeah, I know. It's, Warner, of course, had no comment. It's just like, nope, no comment, sorry.
There was some talk, I didn't really read it, from Chris Pine last week. He was talking about the movie and, you know, his role in the movie. Again, I didn't really read it, but it's kind of, like I said, it's good to see that this movie's at least moving forward.
And it's still in talking stages, so.
Yeah, but it's something. It's more than you say about Black Widow.
Yep. I might as well wrap up with this one.
Yeah, what's that?
AMC's latest new venture.
Oh, Preacher, what do you think of that?
First off, I just want to say, when they first announced this, I was like, yay! And then I heard Seth Rogen was attached, I was like, no!
and no, please.
But after seeing the trailer, holy crap. It looks good.
I don't know much about Preacher, but I'll tell you two things. The trailer really looked good. It got me interested, and it got me interested enough that I'm going to go back and I am going to go read the series. So I'm ready for when the show comes
When
out.
that trailer hit,
Yeah.
Amazon ran out of copies.
Are you
I am
serious?
not shitting you.
Wow, how about that? See, I'm not the only one.
They just completely ran out of copies. It's just like sold
Interesting.
everything they have.
It does. It looks good. It's comic book based, but it's not superhero based.
No,
So,
it's a little twisted and stuff. I mean, they got.
yeah, that's pretty good. I'm looking forward to it.
I mean, they have a. They're actually introducing Arseface.
Yeah, I was wondering if he's going to be in the trailer.
Yeah, I know. I
I
was
was,
waiting for
they were going to hold that one back for a little bit.
this little one's damn British. Oh, Scottish, I should say. It's fucking ass face, not arse face.
Yeah.
He's every other fucking word in this book. Break, 50 million things, and yet they call him arse face. God, just call him ass face.
That's the charm of the character, I suppose.
But Dominic Cooper, wow.
Yeah, I said to you earlier, I'm gonna miss him as Stark's
I
dad.
know. I think the reason I really never read the book is I'm not a fan of the artist, Steve Dillon.
No, not at all. I'm like you. That's probably the reason why I didn't read it either.
I mean, I tried to, I read Welcome Back, Frank, with, Annis and Dillon, and I just, Dillon cannot.
There's something weird about his art. It's
Well,
too.
first off, he can't draw action.
Yeah.
He just doesn't have that swoop of like a lot of comic artists do.
Yeah.
Second off, everybody's always has their teeth out and they always look like they're buck teeth.
There is just some. I think it's there's something real or gritty about his art.
But yet so clean at the same time. And I think it's what's
Yeah, I know.
disturbing.
It is. It's definitely got a disturbing look to it.
It's just, I can't get into it.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna struggle through. I want to see what the deal is.
I ordered.
I want to be ready for this when it comes out.
Yeah, I got. I had the library reserve me a copy, so I'll check it out. But I'm. It just looks downright sick and twisted, and something about just wool.
I wonder how true to the comic they're going to be.
I don't know. I mean, they aren't introduced. It's there will be some supernatural elements because Cassidy, the Irish vampire, is definitely in it.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see how true to the comics they are. I mean, I'm looking at IMDb, and one of the main characters was the Saint of Killers, and
Okay.
I don't see him listed out as a character in IMDb, but that doesn't mean anything.
Right, and there is no reason with this being on. What channel is it going to be
It's
on?
on AMC, so they can push it
AMC,
out.
they can't. Yeah, they can do whatever the fuck they want.
Except nudity.
Yeah.
For some reason they push the boundaries with everything, but they won't do nudity. It's going to be interesting to see.
And when did they say? Was it next year? Please let it be next year.
Yep! 2016.
God, thank God. I seriously, man, juggling these shows, I don't know how I'm going to do it.
Also,
And then, I mean, we're just talking like the comic book shows to watch. Like, there's other shows that I'm trying to watch that I can't. I gotta squeeze in.
yeah, none of them are comedies because none of those are funny.
Yeah, it's first world problems. I'm gonna squeeze in all my TV watching time, and forget my comics, dude. I got weeks worth of comics that it's ridiculous.
I'm so glad I can stream certain channels at work because this is like that's like I was watching Blind Spot at lunch today. Tomorrow I'll probably be watching Flash during lunch
Yeah,
and.
see, you know, I should really do that, but I hate watching it on my computer at work.
Well, I have a different work situation. They all hate me, so
Yeah, I hear you.
I don't give a crap.
So, what do you got going on this week? You still working on your?
Still working on that retrospect. Got a couple reviews, toy reviews I'm trying to work on.
Yeah, you doing anything interesting?
No, it's some James Silent Bob stuff.
Okay.
I was supposed to. I got invited to see Spectre last night.
Oh, did you go?
I was sick as a dog.
Oh my god,
I'm kicking myself.
This whole fucking show, you didn't even talk about it.
All
right, well that's good. I mean, it's not good you didn't say it, but it's good that you didn't see it when you talk about it.
But I did get invited by Lego to this event, which was really cool.
You went to a Lego event?
To a Lego event.
How was that? What was it and how was it?
It was last Thursday, this past Thursday. Okay. And the Droid Tales is ending.
Okay.
The Lego Droid Tales series on Disney.
Okay.
Only 5 episodes, which I'm still trying to wrap my head around.
Okay.
But they said it was a family event.
Okay.
So I brought my wife and my 3-year-old.
Okay.
And we sat there and watched the final episode before it aired on Monday night.
Oh, that's cool.
We got like a swag bag. One was a one of their mini flyers.
Okay.
I guess what they're calling it with the it's a shrunk down version of the snow speeder with but with a regular size Lego minifigure.
Okay.
So it's not like it's the vehicle isn't scaled to the figure.
I gotcha.
And then we also got this set Rylo, no, not Rylo. What is her name?
Kylo Ren.
No, the chick in.
Oh, Daisy. Yeah. Finn is the guy.
Yeah.
I know who you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, we got her with a some kind of whatever her land speeder type vehicle is.
Oh, the minifigure.
Yeah, minifigure.
Okay.
Minifigure with a build it land speeder.
Oh, nice.
Whatever. I don't know what the official name of that her vehicle is.
Yeah.
But pretty much it looks like, you know, it's acting like a land speeder.
Yep.
We got
Ray. It was Ray.
Ray, yeah. And then we got a minifigure BB-8.
Nice.
Just, you know, a little ball with a head on top. Of course, I went to eBay. I was just like, can I get any money? I'm just like, no, people are selling for 15. Too many people selling it. Damn it. But the really cool thing is what we got out of in the swag bag was this nice coffee table book of this Danish artist who does toy photography, and he takes all these Lego minifigures, Star Wars minifigures, and takes these amazing pictures, man. Like, he's got these couple, he has one of a snowtrooper skiing down a mountain, but it's just like, you're underneath him.
Yeah.
So the snow is being spread up, you see up in between his legs with the skis as he's holding the ski and the ski pole. Amazing shooting here.
That's cool.
I mean, toy photography is really a big thing these days.
That's really cool.
And like I said, we got to watch the final episode. My son didn't get half the jokes, but he was at the loudest laugher there, and it was a really nice thing for Lego to invite us to.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So that was a lot of fun.
Cool. Are you doing anything? Are you writing up anything about it, or was that it?
I missed it. Fucked up.
That's cool.
What am I going to do?
Yeah, shit happens, man.
Just get busy.
Yep. I hear you.
Being knocked down for 2 days doesn't exactly help the situation either.
No. So when are you going to go see Spectre? Are you going to see it this weekend?
Probably next weekend.
Yeah.
I really don't have, you know, it's the only time. It's just like, I got to go. My wife is not a Bond fan at all.
Yeah.
She really finds him a misogynistic ass.
Okay.
And I'm just like, but you're missing it!
Yeah.
So one thing her and I cannot agree on when it comes to movies, we're usually right on, but she just despises Bond.
Huh.
And I'm just like, ugh, why did I marry you?
To each his own.
Yeah. But yeah, that's pretty much my week. What about you?
I don't have much planned. I am going to start recording a new internet show this weekend, and, you know, it'll be up when... Who the fuck knows? In the next blue moon, probably. You'll be able to check that out on the-newsbox.com. You can check Brian out on casterscorner.com, and you can check us both out, all the old shows, on fanboyfactor.com.
And to stay current with our current shows, just check us out over at Stitcher and over at iTunes. But there's only one true way to find out when those new episodes go up.
Man, you got to subscribe.
Gotta subscribe.
Man, I'm telling you, it's... I don't know what these people are waiting for, Brian.
Join us.
Yes, join us.
Join us. One of us. One of us.
We're pod people.
Yes.
Join us.
Join us.
You know,
we all float down here.
You know, now that we're wrapping up the show, I'm going to bring this up, talking about next week. I did get the DC Collectibles Batman animated Batmobile.
Oh, we got to talk about that next week.
I didn't open it yet. I've had it for 2 weeks now. I still have not opened it.
What is wrong with you?
Oh, dude, if you want the long list or do you want the short list? Because even the short list is pretty goddamn long. We'll talk about it next week. I swear to God, I'll open it in 5 minutes.
Cool.
In the meantime, I'll catch you next week.
Yes, sir.